Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever noticed that many of the most significant things in life are never planned? One day someone asks you a question. You say yes, and the road takes a turn. In 2019, Mr. Lin was in Japan when he asked me whether I'd be willing to help look after a bakery he had invested in back in Taiwan. I said yes. It was only gradually, over time, that I came to see what I had actually stepped into, a thread that stretched from Tokyo all the way to Taipei. What really hooked me was a name hanging in that shop, Shigeharu Shiga, and the name of his bakery in Tokyo, which drew on the linguist Sosu's concepts of the signifier and the signified. Mr. Lin told me that Shiga was a philosopher. When a baker gets called a philosopher, you pay attention, so I looked into him properly. He approaches bread as a fermented food. He uses only a trace amount of yeast, cultivates his own starter cultures, and measures the work that goes into a single loaf in days. Not hours, Michelin-starred restaurants seek out his bread by name. And Lisa, the head baker at this small shop in Taipei, is his apprentice. That was when it dawned on me. I hadn't just walked into a bakery. I had walked into a lineage of craft that was still very much alive and continuing. Not a single step of it had been planned. When you get down to it, it was simply a matter of fate, of affinity. The real version of cultural exchange between Taiwan and Japan doesn't live in press releases. It lives in a handful of specific people coming together around one specific thing, each one contributing a piece.